The Snowflake, a lovely piece from the pen of Andy Carville. And you can play along, if you like, with the music in the November and December issue of Organ and Keyboard Cavalcade magazine, because it will be in print in their seasonal special. So look out for that. And if you don't subscribe, we'll give you the details a little bit later. Speaking of Mr. Carville, as time permits, as it always does, an opportunity to ask Andy, and hopefully he'll come to the aid of one of our listeners. Hello, Andy. How are you, sir? Yeah.
Yes, I'm very, very well indeed. Thank you. Very well indeed.
Excellent. Now, what have we got to solve this time, young sir?
Well, we have a little question here from a Mrs. Dodds from Shepton Mallet in sunny Somerset. Her question is, my 10-year-old daughter wants to learn to play the piano. Good for her. That's fantastic. And we need to get her something to practice on at home. We could spend up to £1,000. I'm getting lots of different advice from family and friends. Some people say she needs a real piano. By that, I'm assuming an acoustic piano, the proper thing. And some people are advising Mrs. Dodds that she needs a digital piano. And then she just tagged on the end there. What would your advice be? Well, I must nail my colours to the mast, as it were, right from the off here. I'm a great believer digital pianos, the latest digital pianos, are very good. So you're probably getting a flavour here of where this answer is going to go. So let's split this into two different categories first. And that's the musical points about both of these instruments, an acoustic piano and a digital piano. Well, to be honest, the musical points sort of match. And when we think about that, the two things that an acoustic piano actually offers is obviously a piano sound, very important, and secondly, a weighted keyboard action. So the action, because it's a mechanical action on a real piano, is a little heavier. It's certainly heavier than today's keyboards and organs. It's got a sort of real life resistance to your fingers. Not uncomfortably, of course, but it's just how a piano feels. And the great thing about today's digital pianos, and indeed they've been doing it for many years now, is they offer those same two features. They have a very, very good realistic piano sound, and they have this weighted resistance in the keyboard action. The manufacturers do it on purpose. They build it in. They study how a real piano works, and they try and replicate that feel. They've been doing it for many years into the digital instruments. So that's great. Of course, digital pianos also have the pedals that a real piano has, so they match. So in many ways, from a musical point of view, they both do the same job. Okay, great. Let's now look from a couple of other angles. And the first one is just how the instruments actually look. Now, this is a very individual issue, and I can't tell Mrs. Dodds or indeed anybody else what type of instrument they'd like to look at. It depends. Obviously, an acoustic piano has a more traditional sort of appearance, and a digital piano has a more modern appearance. But the advantage of the digital is that it is definitely smaller. It takes a smaller footprint. The keyboard lengths of all digital pianos these days are 88 notes, like a real piano. So they're not smaller from a length point of view, but it's the overall sort of bulk and, if you like, the overall footprint that an acoustic piano takes up is a lot bigger than the overall footprint of a digital piano. That's also got some other benefits. Another thing is weight. An acoustic piano is a very, very, very heavy piece of equipment. And if you want to move the instrument from time to time into perhaps a different room, let's say it's Christmas and you want to move the piano out of the lounge and put it in the dining room for Christmas, you can do that quite easily with two people. It's a two people job, but moving an acoustic piano is a real task. And that's also another thing. Lots of digital pianos these days live actually on the upper floors in perhaps a child's bedroom or somebody's bedroom, rather than being on the ground floor. Try taking an acoustic piano upstairs. That's a pretty tough and very specialist job to actually take an instrument like that upstairs. So So there's some benefits there in terms of the actual practicalities of just living with a digital piano as opposed to an acoustic piano. And while we're talking of practicalities, there are some other great things about digital pianos. Point number one, they never go out of tune. So an acoustic piano, you probably need tuning every 6 months or so. And it depends on the age, because for £1,000, you are going to be looking at a second hand piano. Depends how old the piano is. It might go out of tune more frequently than every 6 months, but it's definitely going to need some tuning and possibly some maintenance on a regular basis. The other thing that digital pianos do, and this can be a godsend from a parent's point of view, is they take headphones. So you can plug a pair of headphones in and your child can practice in complete privacy, which is fantastic. And also some digital pianos, even at £1,000 and below, have recording facilities built inside. So if your child wants to record and listen to how they're playing, and that can help from a practice point of view, recording facilities can be very, very useful. And then just a final point to make is there are obviously acoustic pianos out in the marketplace for less than £1,000. And I can almost hear in the background piano dealers up and down the country screaming, "I've got one for £500. I can hear them now. But frankly, there's not many of them. And there's a good chance that £500, £600, £700, £800 acoustic pianos are going to be of some age. You have to be careful with how the pins work in an acoustic piano. If an acoustic piano has got some great age to it, the pins can in the wood can sort of slip, and that means tuning problems you're going to have. All sorts of potential. It's a little bit like buying a classic car. You just have to be very careful of what you buy. And of course, with a new digital piano, you get a warranty, you get a guarantee. And that's the other thing just to touch on. I know from being in the sort of commercial side of the business, digital pianos are very reliable. They can go wrong because they're electronic. Anything that's electronic can go wrong. But many different manufacturers have very long warranties. I used to work for Casio a few years back. They had a 3-year warranty with their instruments. Frankly, the take up and the use of those warranties was very little because they are so reliable. But it's just nice to have that little bit of safety net there. So if we take all of those points and add them all together, there's nothing wrong with a traditional acoustic piano. Frankly, just in today's modern world, as a practical benefit, digital piano is the way to go. And to be honest, it doesn't really matter which brand. I would go for a well-known brand, Yamaha, Casio, Kawai, Korg, Roland, all of those guys, they do some very fine instruments. And it's a matter of really taking a look, seeing which design you like. They all offer the basics, though. They all offer a great piano sound, a good keyboard action, and all those practical things, headphones, etc., 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 etc. So just my advice, Mrs. Dodds, if I was you, I'd be looking at a digital piano.
And isn't it good, Andy, that a 10-year-old, boy or girl for that matter, that wants to learn to play a musical instrument. Wonderful.
Fantastic.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And nice. Sometimes they can link their phones and iPads and all sorts into them as well.
Oh, the possibilities are endless. Definitely, though, just another final word of advice to Mrs. Dodds. Definitely get your daughter some lessons. You need a good piano teacher. There tends to be this image, and this mainly applies to keyboards rather than pianos, to be honest. But all these things play themselves, and you know, you don't really need lessons, etc. You definitely do need lessons. It's definitely something you want to get for your daughter, is a good piano teacher. That's the way she'll progress.
Yeah, we've said that so often, haven't we, Andy? Well, I have my digital piano in front of me. I suppose having had the best of both worlds over the years, do you know, I really can't tell any difference of the feel. But the neighbours, they are super grateful for the headphone socket. So that's that's a big plus point.
Yeah, there's so many plus points with the digitals these days. So I'm sure if I was your neighbour, I'd be glad for the headphones.
Yeah, all right, thank you. Yes, yes. Nice to have friends in the industry, isn't it? And seriously, thank you. It's sometimes nice just to sit and listen to some words of wisdom, and I'm sure that that's been of great benefit to Mrs. Dodd. Perhaps she'd let us know the outcome of that. We'd love to know what Santa's really brought. Nice. We'll see. We'll see.
You never know. Yeah.
Andy, cheers again. Thank you very much. And we'll catch up soon.
Lovely to be with you as always.